we are going to rip the lid off the pork panic in NPR's business news. This called for serious investigation. A group of British pork producers sent fear into the hearts of bacon lovers worldwide by predicting an impending pork shortage. They say drought will make pork too expensive to produce, so farmers will sell off their herds. But Boise State Public Radio's Scott Graff reports that here in the United States, experts say the notion of a bacon shortage is hogwash.
Here are some of the menu items you can get with bacon at a Boise restaurant owned by John Berryhill.
Quiches, pastas, salads, sandwiches, desserts, cakes, scones, muffins, chocolates.
The place is called Bacon, and Berryhill says you can get the meat on anything on the menu. The chef says his restaurant will cook over 250,000 slices this year. So if anyone should panic over a pork shortage, it's this guy.
I'm not worried with this.
It all depends on your interpretation of the word shortage.
Steve Meyer is an Iowa-based farm economist.
There isn't a shortage in a classic sense of I can't find the product or I got to stand in line to buy the product out there, and there probably won't be one in the UK, and there isn't going to be one in the world, and there certainly isn't going to be one in the United States.
But Meyer says because of lower availability, the price of pork will go up between 6% and 10% next year. Some farmers will shrink their herds because they just can't afford higher feed costs, and fewer hogs means less bacon. Meyer's advice for anyone who buys bacon? Stock up now. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Boise, Idaho.